You would say most people have to help the family.
Yeah, most of the people now help the family on that thing.
Mm-hmm. Like, yeah,
in fact, I always argue my mother is all the time, so when you hire other people, you pay them salary. When your own children work, you don't pay them nothing. That's not fair. So I said, if you pay your children fair, a salary like the other person work as hard as he is and so forth. But after you pay him, you could always borrow back from him. At least he get a satisfaction. My mother borrow back that money that I have to count it then, you know. So we usually have a little argument at that point. But,
so all your sisters, brothers are helping the...
Oh, yes. Our whole family is helping, yes. Mm-hmm. You know, we work, we have... That's as simple as that. It's automatic. I don't know.
So did you get any chance to go to Chinese school then?
Yes, we all did have a few school. But I think that look back to it, a Chinese school is, there's a good point and a bad point. The good point is to keep us busy after school and then the parents working and so forth. And the bad point, well, I don't say it was any bad. I think it's all good myself when if I balance out. I'm sorry we're not open until 11:30. Yeah.
So the Chinese school keep you busy?
You keep you, well, yeah, that's advantage on that thing. So I think you know you're in the right place. Some people, you're learning something, you get around that thing. If you don't have that thing, after that 3 o'clock, 3:30, those kids wait until the folks come home at 5, that 3 hour space, they could get grouped together, develop all kind of trouble if you can look back to a thing. So that's why when I look back at the situation, it is a very good thing for us. And also we have learned some of our culture at the same time, so which is not bad. I mean,
which school did you go?
I went to Zhonghua Hokao. Zhonghua.
Where was it at that time?
At that time in Los Angeles Street.
And
Ferguson? Los Angeles and Ferguson.
And how many students were there approximately when you were there?
Oh, maybe around about what? Maybe 50 or 60.
That's quite.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
So.
And some of them, they live elsewhere down at 9th Street or something. The folks drive the kid down. You see. Yeah, but the Chinese and the Japanese are different. The Japanese, they have bus. The Japanese, they usually have their Buddha temple bus to pick up the Japanese to go to school. But the Chinese, we don't have that deeply. And, so they usually, some of the folks will like their son to the children to learn some of the Chinese customs. So they drive them down all the way from 9th Street down to a little hardship for them. But yet they want their son to learn something about their culture, which is good.
Did you have any objections when your parents sent you to Chinese school? Did you think it's too hard of work?
No.
Well, coming back to the Chinese business, when Chinese do business, they generally did pretty well in those days. They were thrifty. And what do you think, you know, compared to Jewish people? Do you ever make that comparison?
Oh, as I grow older now, yeah, I compare that all the time. As far as I go, I would say the Jewish people come over here, they come here to en route, they do not see. The Chinese come over here, half foot in and half foot out. So that's comparison on that thing, so therefore the Jews could be a lot stronger. Whatever they make, they accumulate, they could plow back in there, see. As a Chinese, and that they can, just to make a living, they're going to run like hell to go back there. So they're different. So that's why World War II, it's a great change to the Chinese. If we look back at that thing, that it's make the Chinese a little better holding, and the root is a little stronger in that community so far, because they have to buy their own home. That's one thing they solve. Before they don't own a home, now they own a home. And all those things has changed. And that I was, it's a great thing. So, and I think eventually, maybe some better leadership coming out over here, they could also could do something like that. But the Jewish always are very, you gotta look up to them. They're very united also, although they have many different types of races. And I think when they come to their own people, Because they ever since I say Jesus Christ crucified, I think the Jews have often been suffering, so they always learn how to survive the best they know how. And I think that may make a difference also, that make them united somehow.
The Chinese not that way.
Well, like Chinese is, well, it's his trouble, not my trouble, so I get involved. I get enough headache already making it on that. So there's a thing. You can't blame them all. But the situation is on that thing. So, hey, guys, you know, why should I fight your battle? Because I have a family to take care of, you know. So you take care of yours and I take care of mine. And that's about all I could do.
Mm-hmm. Nice. Where did Chinese men meet their wives? The non-American-born Chinese women?
My father's day, and they don't mean anything. Their father just sent them back there and get married. That's all. So it's a blind marriage, and then that's about it. And the father in there. Oh, and then after the, I would say the third generation, there's a few more male children's around here. They could choosing among themselves. So that's where the Chinese school coming from. That's a Chinese church coming from. So they can meet each other, so forth. And that with Anna. So that's what you think, that in order to the last chance to marry out of the race, you have to provide a little more activity for the younger generation to do.
Did many return to China to get married in the old days, like 20s, 30s, or and what were the reasons they went back to get married?
Well, to carry the roots.
No,
you know,
they couldn't find the Chinese, American-born Chinese here.
There's very few. They're very few. That's very few. Very few. That's not that many here around here.
So actually, approximately how many, what is the percentage of the Chinese men went back to China to get married?
I would say the percentage is high.
It's very high.
Yeah. See, the one that born and raised here, those American-born girls, they don't wish to marry to just an ordinary cook, a waiter, or something like that. You know, they like to marry something with a higher position because they're a little, hope they will get a business or somehow, business people or certain things.
Would Chinese men prefer marry to women from China?
Yeah, I think so, because I think they could, let's say they're not exposed that much and so forth, so they, ignorance blessing, so the last they know, the men have less headache than that thing. But there's good and bad too. If they marry to a smart one, they also could make the man too, so there's two ways about it, I think.
Were American-born Chinese just as eager to have sons rather than daughters as their parents?
I don't think so.
Okay.
Or would they prefer, if they could have, just like the old Chinese tradition, the Jewish condition, well, nice to have a son. Like you say, I never forget the Jewish family told me one time, he said, my son-in-law without me, he won't be where he is today, but he never say, I help him or make him. But my son get rich and I think no way in the world he get denied it. I didn't help him. So there's two things about it. So yeah.
What do most people think of an interracial marriage? And do you know of any?
Oh yes, yes. There's many of the intermarriage on that thing. But basically partly what about
interracial.
Well, partly I was an interracial marriage. I said the parents you live far away from it, you do not have too much connection, community of your own people, and the kid is keep on contact with others, so therefore that when they grow up they don't feel that they are there, or Chinese or white or whatever they are, they feel just them as ordinary American people. So but if you have some culture background and work and church and all that thing, then you always feel that yourself part of Chinese, so therefore you wouldn't like to end up married to the one of the Chinese.
Mm-hmm.
Well, naturally, being a parent, you would like to see your people to marry your own because of the customs, everything is easier because you do things that you adopted. And the same thing, like very simple, a Chinese New Year, we don't like to sweep up floors and all that thing and so forth. And you're married to one of the other race, they use a broom and sweep all the things away. Then in our Chinese custom, is it? So that's, you know, that kind of tradition, that kind of upset with if you don't marry, then you don't have that kind of headache. That's as simple as that.
Right. Yeah. So the married, many people hope to ultimately return to China.
I would say, no. The old day, yes. The old day, my grandfather, my father's day, I would say, yes. The old say Chinese custom say that, no, you play gun. But actually, to our generation, no. Hell, our family been here 5 generations. I have nowhere to go. I do not wish to go back to China live. And beside that, I will be miserable. For visit, yes. For the living, no. Because I custom do here. I custom a good living here. I got the best of everything. And what China they have is nothing yet. They have a long way to go, and I hope they could have some of the luxury that we have. Mm-hmm. And I take tours back here, and I see many kids doesn't. Is the luxury just watching a foreigner or even a Wagyu overseas Chinese come back? It's a luxury because you're different. You dress different. You talk different. You act differently, mm-hmm. and that's the entertainment for them. Mm-hmm. So you could imagine how much they suffer on that at the present.
So in your family, did your grandfather, grandparents return to China?
Yes. My grandfather, I would say they settled back in China. They died in China, my grandparents.
When did they go back?
Gee, my grandfather went back there in 1924, 26.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, my grandfather went back in 1936.
Did your father went back?
Oh yeah, he went back, but my father's here. No, yeah, we bury him here. Mm-hmm. Yeah, right after the 1950s.
But he did wish to go back to China, though, in the old days.
The old days, he was looking forward to it.
Mm-hmm.
So every time he go back there, he could remarry another one.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's considered luxury. When you're successful, you're entitled to have more than one wife.
Was that pretty?
The old day.
And only the wealthy
one
can
afford
it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Consider it.
Mm-hmm.
You only have a few, you're successful.
Mm-hmm. Would the
Chuck
people
be right with you, Chuck.
That's all right.
Yeah.
Would the people really kind of either envy them or kind of...
Some of them probably envy them. I think they're stupid. They get like $12 and kind of leave that like little over there. I can't even take care of one.
Mm-hmm. So how many actually did so return to China, as you know?
I would say majority until World War II. Then there's less.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So right now even in we have a Chinese cemetery. Before, when the Chinese die, they can't even bury to another cemetery.
Mm-hmm.
So they finally give a little pot down at east side. So that down place is pretty well full now, you know. So the old day they need to shift it back or somehow, but they don't no longer do that now.
They have a Chinese cemetery here?
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, down the east, way in east side. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Still there?
Oh, yeah, it's still there.
Good morning.
Morning, sir. How are you?
Because the old day, we can bury next to them. See.
Mm-hmm. So, what types of job would most Chinese consider to be ideal for themselves or for their children?
Well, the idea is that the biggest dream that they would like to see their son either be a doctor, a lawyer, or some accomplishment.
Why?
First thing, they could help themselves. Second, they could help others.
Mm-hmm.
A third thing is very prestige, very respected.
Mm-hmm.
And they're also very money-making, because majority doctors, their income is always above others and so forth. Although they work harder, but yet they are also
mm-hmm.
But that doesn't mean they have a very good family life, but that's what you could have involved.
Did your children go to other fields, or you plan them one of them, or
well,
to take care of the family business?
No, well, most of my nephew, I married real late, so my kid is very young yet. So, most of my nephew is doing engineering works and so forth, but they never come back over here.
Mm-hmm. I see. Well, thank you.
I always advise to the young man, I said, don't ever let hatred blind you. Get smarter. I agree. You do know our history background in Chinese, being second class citizen and all that. Pick up. That doesn't mean that blindness is going to help you. But get smart and learn. But the same thing, like we learned from history, like about 100 years ago, that they built the railroad from San Francisco to Los Angeles at Newhall. We have a couple of years ago, we have a ceremony at that thing.
Mm-hmm.
There's over 5,000 Chinese were digging the tunnels
mm-hmm.
all the way through until the last few foot. And after they knock all the white men come out and shooting with guns and everything else, celebrate that they did it. But the Chinese were still digging the hole. But that's not going to happen now. As I'm going now, that's why opportunity is here.
Mm-hmm.
It's here to stay if you better yourself. So I know we have a lot of science and everyone else right now that no longer have to do the work and someone else take the credit. Like I am paid right now. It's not only this country is well known, it's well known as a designer and everything else on that thing. If it's an early day or somehow that he might do all the designing, but someone else would take the ball. But now we no longer have to do that now. So that's the reason why. If your root is strong, you will be strong. So therefore, the roots get lot to do with it. So we should always be very proud of it.
Mm-hmm.
Our Mother Nature country, our roots country, and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
That's good. So it's a very important, when I set up the, when I was a president of the chamber, back a few years on it, I would like to dig up all the same thing like the historical thing. I dig up the person that boycotted, start with nothing to build up this, like Quan Li, Albert Quan, he had nothing. He started up with one of the biggest firms in Los Angeles, respecting by Bak Wei and everything else on that thing. And being a lawyer, the first one to get, he achieved certain things. Right now we get almost 200 Chinese lawyers now.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody got to break the line, even like March Fong. At least she's a woman, and not only that, she could have found it. Because now, the end of the tunnel, we see a light now. So, if he could or she could do it, you could do it. See, so I think this is the kind of thing that our old days, when my father's alive down there, is everything duck, everything duck. You know,
mm-hmm.
before you even dare to dream, by the time they pour so many ice water, you don't even dare to dream any higher above. But it's like now you could dream as high as you could to dream of that. You know, the thing is changing. And go back to the achievement award, it's very necessary. And keep on kowtow back. Why, what the hell? We have our own people to respect when they walk up, took their head up, raised high.
Mm-hmm.
You know, those things to me, and the same thing like Danny Fong Ho.
Mm-hmm.
He's in the furniture business. He has many awards for outstanding design and his furniture and so forth. In all the hotel you have, all the big hotel, not the small hotel,
mm-hmm.
that have the type of furniture on.
Mm-hmm.
So that thing we should achieve. Like I am paid. Before the old day, I would say that he could never could achieve what he could achieve today. That he always could do drawing, designing, all that. But some people will rob their. Our talent been robbed, been bleed by
mm-hmm.
others, and then we'll never take the credit for it. Now
mm-hmm.
we could take credit for it. So, so all those things bring it back to us. And I think as a group together is very important. So I say, okay, like you say, well, thank you for the charming. And my family always said, any group or anything like that, we are generous at that point. We knew that if we could get that many people to do certain things, help them a little bit. You know, you cannot do it yourself, but someone else do it, let someone else in it. Just show that you are behind them. So if you have people behind you, then you do things a lot easier. I would say that I get, when I was being a chamber president, I had many people behind me because I like to let them do the thing that I actually didn't do nothing. Oh, I know how to pat them on the back, what a wonderful job they do that. Or we could give them encouragement. But as I said, now some of those when the They want to be the leader, but they want to take the power, don't do nothing for it. But hell, that they're going to go be working, and people no longer dumb. I know a few people, just all they want is a name, and everybody know who is the biggest. But hell, what have they done to the community? They haven't done a damn thing to the community. If they wanted to really come out and sacrifice some of the time and some of the little comforts and work on it, and not always, when you're being this, being a good leader of the community, it's not only you don't benefit anything, but you're chut lake. And if things come back to you, fine. If it doesn't come back, that's fine, but as long as you've done something. But I think not only that, during the time, I would say we have a lot of wonderful people to work together side by side. Even now they come in and talk to me. What a wonderful time they had during the time I was there. So I said, I treasure more than anything else. For a dishwasher, I come from a long way. You know, that not necessary that you have to have a lot of education, just common sense that you could help others to do things.
Exactly.